Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Tony, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much. There are a couple of Detroit area healthcare systems, Royal Oak-based Beaumont Health System and Munson Healthcare in Traverse City, which are mandating shots for the first time for their employees. And there's a chance that if these employees don't get these shots, that they could be terminated. And I want to get your take on that.
Yeah, that's something that has been talked about in many different health institutions for the last few years. And for the most part, when they're talking that, they're referring to the flu vaccination.
And there are Correct, yes.
There are many reasons why people should get the flu vaccination. The problem is that the vaccination is the company's best guess as to what strain of flu is going to be coming to us each flu season.
All right, so we're talking about a flu shot. These companies are saying get them. You know, from a union perspective, does this have to be bargained? And if there are certain different kinds of flu strains, should there be a multitude of shots? How does that work?
Usually each flu season, the companies that end up making the flu vaccination, they look and see what comes across the eastern part of the world, because most of the time what comes across there comes across here. But the problem is there are different strains of the flu. So when they make their best guess as to what is going to come to our part of the world, it is sometimes a good guess and very accurate, and sometimes it's not. It's kind of a hit-or-miss deal. That being said, you know, it is still a good idea to get the flu shot. It does help protect you during flu season if that particular strain of flu comes through.
Now, if this, as I mentioned earlier, does this need to be collectively bargained?
It absolutely should. Unfortunately, the systems that you're talking about, the Munsons and the Beaumonts, do not have union representation, so they can unilaterally implement something like this. Unfortunately, what I see happening is the systems like the Munsons and the Beaumont and some of the other non-represented facilities, I believe they're going to do this type of thing this year, maybe even into next year. And then either next year or in 2013, I see a big push being put on even the unionized facilities saying, look, all these other hospitals are doing it. We need to be the same as them.
Now, I can understand a flu shot probably can only be helpful. But what's raised in the question are people's rights. You start making us take flu shots, what's next?
Exactly.
All right, and so we talked to several hospitals around the mid-Michigan area. I talked with Brian Brown from Ingham yesterday, and he told me they didn't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole, although their policy is voluntary. We'll be having conversations with Hayes Green Beach and Sparrow tomorrow, but from what I understand, theirs is voluntary too. So this isn't a huge issue, but if it's down in Detroit from those two big health systems, it's coming here.
It is right now this year. It is not a big issue. Well, I'm sorry. It is a big issue, but it is not being forced in the places like Ingham. It's not being forced in the places like Sparrow. However, they are taking steps to record who does not get the flu shot, and they are going to be making note of that. And like I say, I believe what will happen is either next year or the year after, even these systems, the ones that won't quote-unquote touch it with a 10-foot pole, I believe they will be on board with the rest of the hospital association affiliates and be pushing to make this mandatory across the board.
All right. What's the Nurses Association working on? What are you guys focused on right now?
As far as the flu shot or as far as overall?
No, as far overall.
Okay. Today we're actually working on a national day of action where we're out working to promote having Wall Street pay their fair share. We're holding soup kitchens around the state and also around the nation to contact the congressmen and women that are in that area to help them get on board with our Main Street campaign.
All right. And is there going to be any emphasis, any particular place here in Lansing?
In Lansing, there is not. Not this time. We did hold a soup kitchen in Lansing here a few weeks ago. We will be in Jackson, Muskegon, Marquette, and Mount Pleasant today.
All right. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
There's over 61 sites across the nation in about 21 states that we're hitting.
All right, if people want more information about this, where can they go?
They can go to the Michigan Nurse website. It's www.minurses.org, and there are links there.
All right, finally, Jeffrey, I just want to get your comments on Labor Day. What's Labor Day mean to you and your association?
Really, Labor Day is a celebration of all the men, working men and women of America throughout history that have created the nation that we have, because without the average working person, we wouldn't be in the position that we are.
Jeffrey Breslin is the president of the Michigan Nurses Association. Jeff, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Tony.